Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Like a feather, yeah. Alice at 97.3. Hello, it's hump day. It's already Wednesday. Amazing. This part of the show is brought to you by Better Man. From the director of The Greatest Showman, Better Man tells the extraordinary journey of British pop star icon Robbie Williams. Icon, right there. Better Man. It's in theaters now. Get your tickets today at bettermanmovie.com. If you are looking for ways to help with the LA fires, we have a bunch of links up at our Facebook page at radioalice.com. You can also just simply go to redcross.org or text the word Red Cross to 90999 for an automatic $10 donation. This is terrible, but sometimes it's the person's fault. Like, that's just how it is. Like, you hear a story and you're like, oh, that's what a terrible thing has happened to you. And then you're like, okay, so that person's really stupid. Like, you just know it because it's the only potential answer. It's just the only thing that can be true.
Okay. I'm the hook is deeply set. Go on.
All right, let me reel you in. If you think that you are divorcing your millionaire husband because Brad Pitt's waiting.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just not. Right?
What do you mean?
I mean, right, you're not. If you're a 53-year-old woman who lives in France and you think that Brad Pitt is like, yeah, come on, you gotta get rid of that guy. I'm over here waiting for you.
Oh no.
Oh, did she get fish baited?
Hardcore.
Wait, catfished.
Catfished. And it's tons of money.
I like fish baited.
No, I don't
know. I like fish baited
just,
as well.
Yeah, you know, I just use
because
the word.
It's wormy.
It's right there in
you
my
know?
Head.
So skibbity.
Right. That is cool.
Okay, so she fell for some scam.
The scammer at first pretends to be Brad's mom. The funniest part about this is these AI photos that this person created to back up their story about how Brad's, you know, waiting on her.
I don't know the story, but I can see where the husband in the story could absolutely have done this to see if his wife would bail him.
It's not.
It's not, but you know
husband.
What I mean,
yes,
though?
Sure.
Like, can you imagine if, you know, your beloved is suddenly like, oh my God, I'm totally into Brad Pitt over here. I'm going to leave this fool and go with Brad Pitt. And then it turns out it's the husband the whole time, just checking to see if you would leave him for Brad Pitt.
This might even be a better way to just get someone committed, because obviously anybody who falls for this is crazy.
Okay, go.
With a capital K.
All right.
This lady's 53 years old. She's a French lady. And I guess maybe that was like an in because they've got that. I think he still owns an interest in the wine chateau that they've got over there. I think Angelina Jolie sold her portion. And that was part of like why he was so pissed off at her. I mean, there were so many reasons.
So there is.
So there's a French
Teresa
connection.
Teresa Clouseau or whatever her name is.
Oh. Let's go with Teresa Clouseau.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. So this scammer, I don't know how this person first gets into this 53-year-old Teresa Clouseau's emails, but first she's like, I'm Brad's mom. Brad, she says, I'm Brad Pitt. I'm Mrs. Pitt, I guess. You are exactly the woman that my son needs. I think you're great. And give me some pictures.
I want to introduce you.
Right. I want to introduce you guys. I want, you know, whatever. Then the victim is receiving messages and a bunch of AI photos. They're so obvious. Like, they're not even AI photos. It's more like somebody who doesn't know how to use Photoshop all that well has, like, put Brad into all these pictures. It's crazy. It's so dumb. I've got some of the pictures if you want to look. But wait, let me get through the story. We could go through them. Because they're just, I was looking through them, going through one by one. I'm like, okay, that is like an obvious fake. That one, his head is mal-shaped. Like, what is going on? I don't mean to laugh at this lady's pain. This is terrible. So the mother.
Well, you said she deserves it, though, so.
Because she's dumb. She doesn't deserve it. I'm just saying she's dumb. It's obvious. What it's done is revealed this to us all. The victim first is talking to Brad's mom. Then she starts getting messages and AI photos from fake Brad. For a year and a half. Poems about her, a marriage proposal. Hey, I really can't do it all. The scammer then starts asking for money by saying, listen, I want to send you these luxury handbags. I'm Brad Pitt and I've got all this money and I'm going to send you these handbags, but you got to pay the customs bill. And that's several thousand dollars.
Right.
And she's rich. So she's like, all right. Eventually, fake Brad claimed he was hospitalized with kidney cancer and he needed money for treatment because his bank accounts were frozen due to his divorce from Angelina Jolie. Angelina's thrilled to be mentioned in this story. The woman even received emails from a fake doctor that said Brad was fighting for his life, so she transferred money to a Turkish account. Then she realized it was a scam last summer because she was looking at, I don't know, some tabloid. She actually picked her head up out of the sand and looked around for a second, and she sees pictures of him with his girlfriend, Inez de Ramon. She's like, what? He's in the hospital fighting kidney cancer, but he's also...
Please tell me you have a picture of Teresa Clouseau.
I don't have a picture of the person who got scammed. She is in the hospital for severe depression right now, which means she realized how dumb she is and
just can't sleep, eat anything. I'm the stupidest person in the world.
Yes, she's hospitalized for severe depression. She says, I ask myself why they chose me to do such harm like this. I've never harmed anyone. These people, they deserve hell. She's French. I don't believe the scammer's been caught. Here are some of the AI pictures. You know what I'll do is I'll put this up on, I'm looking at Twitter, so I think I can just post this. There are pictures. Yeah. Come look at this, Vinny. Like, you know, there's so many like giveaways here. First of all, this one in the upper left-hand corner of this, it's just him. It's supposedly Brad. It says, I love you, my wife, or something like that, like because I guess they proposed.
Anne, I love you. Yeah. That's the name.
Oh, her name, Anne something. Anne Clouseau.
Yeah, Anne Clouseau.
Look at this. Now, there he is just in his room with his bed. He's in the hospital room. There's someone who's just stuck to have a picture of Brad Pitt into this thing. There's a hospital bed. Then there's like, his head isn't even fully on him. Oh, wait, come back with one more. There's one more where they're in the surgery suite and the two doctors are working on him and Brad Pitt's head is
just floating.
It's just sticking up from the bed. Like, it's so dumb, for real. Like, it's ridiculous.
Look, I would love to join you in your gleeful torture of Anne Clouseau, but
yes,
I've
Anne
been
Clouseau.
Had before and I do know that it's humiliating and you cannot
believe that you could ever fall for it.
You just can't. But I do
when the wool gets pulled off, it's probably an extremely chilling moment. Like, I can't believe that.
The bait has to match the person's desires, right? So
yes.
She's some wife. She's like, but I would do anything to have that guy on top of me or whatever, next to me, holding hands at the opera or whatever. But you start to fall for these things mostly because of the time invested in it, right?
Well, I think that you get to a point where you've tipped over the edge and
you're
like, this is full on. I can't believe my darling, my beloved is going to die of kidney cancer in Turkey. I've offered to fly to meet him. I don't know why he won't FaceTime with me, but it's just in this day and age, you would actually think it would be way harder to get anybody to fall for this BS.
At the time when, it should be.
Right.
Especially with the bad Photoshop.
It's incredibly ridiculous.
I got had long before the internet was ever a thing that any of us were using regularly.
You couldn't go fact check on this
guy. There was no way, but honestly, the time that I got had, And I only lost like $100 or $150. Like, it wasn't that much money.
Your share of the rent money.
But it was my rent money. Anyone with half a freaking working brain would have said, it doesn't matter what the loot is that I'm going to get on the other side of this. The gamble isn't worth it. I don't have this money to play with. Please stop calling here and hang up.
Right.
Instead, I'm in downtown San Diego handing my rent money to some derelict who walks on down the road never to be seen again as he's supposed to hand me a trash bag of the stinkiest pot in the history of the world from Northern California. It's in his van that's in impound and he just has to get it out of there, but he doesn't have the cash because, and if you could just.
Didn't you say when you finally picked him up, he's like, he's not some surfer.
And he's a fat, derelict, stinky guy with dirty fingernails, but I'm already fully in.
You're like, I've based everything on this. And
this guy's been calling the surf shop I work at all day. Mm. Bro, if you could just, and I'm telling you, it's the best pot. Yeah, and I'm not even thinking of myself. I'm a drinker. That's my thing. So in reality, that would be the thing that I would give up the world for or whatever.
Are you going to say you did this for your friends?
No, I did do this for my, well, no, I'm not saying I didn't smoke. I'm just saying at the time I'm thinking I'm coming home to my roommates, which I lived with like four dudes, and I am going to be
El Campeón del Pueblo.
The hero, not only of my house, but of our neighborhood. We all, this whole neighborhood right there in Cardiff, we all partied together. We all surfed together. There'd be times where it was almost comical that we'd leave our pad with our boards walking down to the beach and other neighbors would go, oh, hey, hold on a second, I'm coming. And we would all, so it was like a ridiculous little neighborhood of derelicts.
Oh,
like loser guys.
Sounds great.
And I gave away
those were the days.
The rent money to like be that guy, the hero. Just, can you imagine you walk in and just throw a trash bag of purple pot down and just, look at what I just did.
You're a hero.
And instead, I have to tell this story, and I'm telling you, we were so broke, you guys. You know what we had at our breakfast or dinner table, whatever, the table?
Yeah.
Milk crates is what we sat on. You know how those feel after about 5 minutes?
It's not awesome. They're hard plastic sort of waffles.
They hurt your thigh. They hurt everything. Your ass. They're just, but that's what we had. I walk in and I'm like, now, to their credit, they did enjoy the story. They did laugh. But in the end, they were like, yeah, but we still got to pay the rent.
Yeah. All right, I guess I'll go sell myself again.
So this lady, I get it. You tell yourself this has to be true.
Well, $850,000 later, it's really hard to swallow that pill.
Wow.
Yeah. That's,
it's all relative, I guess, because I
sure,
was, you
well,
know,
it says fact, here her husband was a millionaire. Mm-hmm. So maybe she was just like, I will pay any amount to marry Brad Pitt.
You know, being a millionaire doesn't mean you have a million in the bank account.
It doesn't.
So she may have completely ruined them.
She may have. It's true.
Oh my gosh.
I know. It's I always thought that Floyd Mayweather, is he the one who has just an account with all his money in it? That's the way.
Bring me a bag of money.
Yeah. If you've got, right. Go to the bank, get me a bag of money. If you have $150 million, which I think it was like $180 million, something he had. That's what Floyd Mayweather had.
The story goes that Floyd Mayweather was doing a story with, I think it was Sports Illustrated. I don't know who.
It was. It was,
I don't
it
remember,
was in an interview he revealed
they,
it.
They were like, he keeps all his money in cash. In a bank account.
In one account.
Hundreds,
He would leave the receipt so that the next person who went to the ATM to get their $20 out of their account would see what this guy had going on.
Wow.
But you do, if you look up videos, you will find him with bags of money.
Yeah.
Bring me the bags of money.
Bring them in. He just keeps them there. They're for nothing, just for photo shoots. This is the photo shoot money. But that's the way. If you get that kind of money, he's like, why risk it? Maybe you have to, although aren't FDIC insurance rates at like $250,000 or some
they
crazy?
They cap it, right. But I'm sure there must be. I don't know, finance.
You just have to open four accounts for every $250,000, okay. Every $1 million you've got.
Wow.
Got a zillion accounts for my $1 billion. It just seems so much easier.
Well,
and then she'd be able to get at the $850,000 and her husband wouldn't even notice it because he'd be like, oh yeah, all our millions are in one account.
I'm sorry to hear about this, Anne. It happens to the best of us.
Anne Clouseau, I'm sorry that you have given away so much of your money. But somebody's really psyched.
Mm.
Like, we found an idiot, and we milked her for $850,000.
Yeah, at least this guy didn't get to call me back, and I'm like, oh, you tripped and fell down and ended up in the hospital, and now you're ready to give me my... You know, he didn't try again, so at least that this was...
That is so funny.
The days of the phone prank, which he's got me for 150 or whatever it was, and then never to be heard from again.
Oh, my God. You're right. He had a harder job.
Oh, I'm telling you right now,
but
too.
But you were easy. You were a mark.
At that time, I was so bummed. If he'd have called back, I'd have been like... And, of course, you know, he probably just could have laughed and hung up from from the pay phone he was using. Because those were around then. But I would have been like, I will just be anywhere. Tell me wherever you are. I'm coming to kill you.
Right.
Oh. This is my chair. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, my goodness. God, I'm like, I'm so gurgly today. It's terrible.
Why? Is it the burritos?
I think it's the coffee. I don't know.
You let a few burps out earlier,
I did.
I was like, holy moly, I smell that.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, I totally did.
Was it burrito?
Oh.
Lying liar.
Burrito burps.
Trying to make me feel bad. So listen, I put the this montage of photos up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's on Twitter, so it doesn't generate a preview. It just puts a gray bar. So I titled it like Brad Pitt AI photos. So if you want to look at them, it's just so unbelievable that someone would buy that. Like, there's questions about every... there's a lot of ones where there's it's all medical stuff. Just so silly. Brad is so handsome, though. I'm looking at these pictures going, I might overlook it.
It's such bad Photoshop.
I particularly like the one where there's two doctors leaning over his body, and he's like well lit, but in half his face is like popping up in the back. It's just so awesome.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, the one picture.
Lower right-hand corner. You gotta look at this. It's just like, come on. Nobody, even his hair is like perfect in that picture, and he's on an operating room table.
But he's like looking up.
I know. Like they crank his head upwards so that they can look at his beautiful face the whole time while they're doing the surgery.
You know, the old little cartoon with just the head and the nose sticking out over the wall.
Kilroy.
Kilroy. Yeah, it's exactly what this looks like.
Oh, God. It's very cute. Anyway, she's dumb.
And then him holding up the sign, and I love you.
I know. Come on. This is interesting. When I think of people who play multiple roles in the same movie, I think of like Eddie Murphy or Tyler Perry. And there have been things here and there. I think, didn't Adam Sandler do a Jack and Jill movie where he was Jack and Jill?
Yeah, I think Martin Lawrence has done it too.
Yeah, people play a couple roles. But I think of those as being in movies that are, they're sillier. Silly movies. This is a movie written by Nicholas Pileggi, who also wrote Goodfellas and Casino. And it is called The Alto Knights, K-N-I-G-H-T-S. The Alto Knights. In this movie, Robert De Niro will play real-life gangster Vito Genovese or something.
Oh, I
like
know that.
And real-life gangster Frank Costello. They will start off as allies and end up in a deadly battle for control of New York City. I don't know if this is like their true story, but they are real life guys. He's playing two mob bosses. Maybe he was like, listen, I got kids. I got a brand new baby here. I want to play two roles. Will you pay me for both of them? Different amount for both. So it's almost here. Like, it's already cut. It's done. It's ready to go. It's coming out March 21st. I have a trailer. It's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. But this is, this Nicholas Pileggi guy wrote two of his, like, his best mob movies.
Well, that's De Niro's thing. It seems to be, he some people get typecast. He's a mob guy.
Yeah. He's like the perfect mob guy. So he's playing two mob bosses. It's called The Alto Knights. If you want to look at the trailer, it's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I just thought that was funny, though, because I just think of that as being one of those things that's in funny movies and not necessarily...
playing two characters.
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
didn't Johnny Depp do that in a movie, too? He had a couple things.
I think there are a lot of... Robin Williams has probably done it. It's just one of those things where I imagine it's the challenge as an actor to be more...
put two faces on, right.
You know?
The movie The Substance stars Demi Moore and Margaret Qualley.
Never seen it. You like it?
I did like it, but I got about three quarters of the way through and went, I have to stop watching this now because I might barf. it just got to the, I think I was telling you this was after vacation. I did like the movie. I think conceptually it's really good, but it just started to get so gross and so graphically like food, weird food, bad porn. It was just getting really disturbing. And I went, I'm going to walk away. But the first half that movie is, you're like, oh my God, I'm so in. This is amazing. And I'm sure, look, you can text us 800-400-3697. I think Riley and John finished it, but I was like, I can't anymore. Apparently, and the makeup on it, because these people are getting worse and worse. They're getting more and more effed up because of this thing that they're taking. Mm. And there's a picture of Margaret Qualley, she plays the younger version of this.
What are they taking, like cocaine or something? Or
it's the substance.
Right. Okay.
So she says it took like a year for her skin to come back. Like they had so much prosthetic and so much gunk that they were, you know, this makeup that they were putting on her face. She's like, yeah, I just barely got my skin back. Come and look at, I'm going to show you this picture of a person you know in makeup.
Wow.
It's Demi Moore as like, I don't know, a 70-year-old, a 90-year-old. How old is that person? Once you know it's Demi Moore, you're like, oh my God, I can see it. But maybe we should take this picture and put it up at the Ceremony Facebook page. You want to do that? I'll send it over to you. But it's really, I thought, how could prosthetics do that to you? And then I looked and went, that does look pretty gnarly because it looks so real. It really looks like your grandpa's head with stringy white hair coming off.
They do a great job. And I just saw a video of them doing, who's the Irish guy playing the penguin?
Colin Farrell.
They were doing him, and it's clear these people spend hours in the makeup chair before they ever get to the set. And I understand it takes forever to set up any kind of shot as it is, so they probably they're busy in maybe or three places
we're
getting shots set up.
It's going to be another hour.
And then this guy rolls in and does his lines, and then they get him to the next set, however they do that.
Right.
But it seems like almost a waste of, like, just get a heavy guy. Oh. I'm watching them do this prosthetic to the penguin character, and I thought, why not hire someone that looks closer to,
right?
They're putting all of these, like, the jowls on him, and I guess it's worth it. You're paying for a name, but man,
you know, that kind
of a lot of work.
There are artists who are doing this stuff, and makeup artists and people who do, you know, are artists with this stuff. I worry that stuff will become the AI thing. They'll paint a little green on you so that they can do it. And then AI takes over and all those jobs will go away. You know what I mean?
Makeup.
I feel like maybe they have a strong union. I have no idea. I mean, there's all kinds of unionized workers for the film industry, but I don't know if the makeup workers are among them. Anyway, really great makeup job on, you can't believe it's Demi Moore, and I will take this and I'll try and, it's just a photo, so I think I can probably
drag it over.
And Margaret
just looked terrible for a year, huh?
Well, I don't think she looked terrible at all. I think she was just saying, you know, her skin had a reaction to it. And let me see if I have her exact quote. My face was so effed up from the substance prosthetics, it took 1 year for my skin to recover. Meanwhile, there's not a single picture of her with bad. She's saying acne. She got, I guess maybe it blocks your pores up. And that's it. She is so gorgeous. I'm looking at pictures of her right now.
Well, that's Annie McDowell's kid, right?
It is, I mean, it's all in the jeans. Looking good. Okay. And now I will ask you what is coming up with in the news.
The healthiest fast food burger.
Oh.
And more after these.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
I know. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice in the Morning Show. It's Hope Day. Download the free Odyssey app. Listen for at least an hour and you'll be in the running for $5,000. Somebody wins $5,000 every day.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. You know, something great is happening when you see the phrase powered by Fremont Bank around the Bay Area. Fremont Bank and its foundation give back to local organizations year round. Check out FremontBank.com today. Here's what's happening.
Okay.
Well, the dark skies have given way to blue skies.
Ah, it's daytime out now.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
And looks nice out there. Cold early.
Yeah.
Sunny and 60s later today, pretty much everywhere you go in the Bay. Rip it up out there today, everyone.
That's good news. Have a nice day.
I hope you all win.
Winning, duh.
Okay, I'm going to start with, if someone asked you, tell me the most American food you can think of. Like, you know, pizza has some influence in whether or not it ends up being very American.
My first thought was hot dog, but then I'm thinking that's like sausages, and those are sort of, I think of those as being, you know, German or something. I'm going to say a hamburger.
The good old...
good old hamburger.
American hamburger.
Yeah. That's what
dozens I think. Dozens of thriving burger joint chains can't be wrong.
Oh. Well,
you know what I mean? Like, they're everywhere you go.
The American hamburger with French fries... it's a cheeseburger, actually, isn't it?
Well,
we do like it to be, you know, let's throw some more calories on
that. I bring this up because, as I mentioned, you know, burger and fries, obviously we're eating that a lot for all these restaurants to stay in business and have chains from, you know.
While literally every other store goes out of business, the burger joint is still available.
To thrive. So this is not to say that hamburgers are healthy, but this story I thought was interesting in that they say, this is the healthiest fast food burger in America right now.
Okay.
And I thought,
so they got them all.
We all end up having a burger wherever, every now and then, right?
Yep, you grab a quick burger.
I always think, like, I have burger joints in my town I've never eaten at.
Oh.
There's a Jack in the Box right by my house, never been there. Carl's Jr. right by my house, never been there.
Yeah.
The Burger King, McDonald's, never been to any of them. But if I'm traveling or on the road, that's a pretty standard stop.
Yes.
For me anyway. So here are the healthiest fast food burgers in America right now. Now, as they talk about this, they say there's nothing inherently healthy about a burger. Yes, you'll get some protein, but
tomato and lettuce. I put that on there. It's like eating a salad.
They do say choosing a burger with more veggie toppings and skipping the high fat extras like bacon and mayonnaise is one way to make your burger healthier.
But it's so good with bacon.
And I would say, in general, going back to what I was saying a minute ago, I don't have burgers enough to be worried about whether or not this is going to be healthy. I want it to taste good.
Right.
And I've...
and be quick.
Through the years, I've come to, pardon me, to the point where keep your tomato and your lettuce. Too many times your tomato and your lettuce are janky. Like, I realize... right. You're trained as an employee limp. To just take the next tomato, take the next lettuce, smash them in there. But I feel like, can you pick me a good tomato?
Right.
Like, you got,
could you slice one fresh?
You got 100 there. Just pick me a decent one. If you pick up one that's all, well, I don't know. How do you
refer? Crystalline entity.
The
mealy.
Yeah, mealy. Whatever. Mm. Whatever that term is. Like, you pull that up, huck that in the trash, and stick your darn hand down there again and try again.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
They don't do that.
I made 450 of these today. I just don't care about much.
So I usually just go, give me a cheeseburger with whatever sauce you use. Keep your veggies. They're never going to be... I'm going to pull them off anyway because I'm going to look at it and go, bleh.
That's why I like the In-N-Out ones. Because
In-N-Out is usually pretty
it's
good.
It's nice and cold. It looks like a freshly sliced tomato, usually. Okay, so what's
Here's the list. The healthiest burgers... and this is on Delish.
Oh, Delish.
Sounds like Shake Shack hamburger comes in at 7.
Oh.
Culver's Butter Burger. I don't even know Culver's, but this is a national story, so okay.
Culver's Butter.
What a burger.
At number five.
In-N-Out at number 4.
Oh.
The classic McDonald's burger comes in at number 3.
I am amazed because that doesn't even seem like meat. And it's so small. Have you had a McDonald's burger? Have you bought one for a kid recently? Like it seems like it's like a, I don't know, like a thought about a piece of meat.
If there's anything I like about a McDonald's burger, it's that the meat's not that meaty.
Oh.
Like, you know how I don't like.
It's like a stick of gum on there.
You know how I don't like my eggs to be too eggy?
Yeah.
And yes, you know how I don't like my lobster rolls to have too much lobster?
Yes, that's
I also don't want too much meat on my burger either.
What
What's wrong with you?
I don't want a mouthful of meat. I'm trying to, you know.
That's the point.
Not for me.
Okay.
It's why I don't like a fast food burger in general. Like, I actually want to go to a place that's making a, you know, a handmade burger. Like, I'll buy a burger. Yeah, big ass burger.
And full
cut
fist.
It, just open, just like cooked medium.
That's what you want.
I want a big fist of meat. I want it to drool. I want it to skull
right,
my hands.
And it's like so greasy and delicious. Oh,
make this bun story, wet by the time it's done.
Oh, so you must like mouth. Super duper. If you like it greasy, super
I don't.
Duper.
I don't like super duper. I have a super duper near my house and it's too greasy for me. Yeah, oh. If I have to go there, I'll get the veg burger.
Oh, I like their burgers.
They have
just
a really good.
Mentioned the grease, and I thought specifically, oh,
but
that's
super
duper
is like a, but it is a fast food thing still. Like I'm not believing that they're doing handmade patties back there. I like to go to like a restaurant where you sit down, you have a nice meal, and you've got, you know, and some people get truffle fries.
Yeah,
some people
have those.
Is that what John gets? What do you? Why
some
you
just some people I know.
Oh,
like you can keep your truffle.
Okay,
you know. I think I've said that. I think it's clear where I stand on that.
This is the healthiest fast food burger in America right now. Coming in at number two is Burger King's Whopper Jr.
The Whopper Jr.
The classic Whopper. It's just slightly smaller, they say. So you get plenty of protein, but you also can get all those veggies on there that they were talking about. Mm. The number one most healthy burger. In America right now.
Let's guess. Is it, you know, Five Guys gets all kinds of press, but I don't think they're that healthy.
No, I don't
you think
it's
like, could it possibly be like a Wendy's?
It's Wendy's.
Just a couple of
Wendy's.
The square burger.
They say Wendy's was neck and neck with Burger King for the, and it's the Burger King's Whopper Jr. and Wendy's Jr. hamburger were neck and neck, but Wendy's comes out on top. As the health, and they have all the info, which I'm not going to get into the numbers. I just leave myself in the dust.
So if you have to eat fast food, go get
Wendy's. Junior hamburger is the healthiest fast food burger out there on the market right now. And they talk about the fat and the salt, and you know, all the stuff that could make
a
burger.
There is no healthy burger, but if you've got to have one, here's the one.
Wendy's Junior hamburger.
Yeah. The problem with that is that if you get a Wendy's burger, you got to get fries and a Frosty. And dip the fries into the Frosty. I mean, it's just there's no way I'm going to Wendy's.
Yeah. It's a law. I know, the Frosty.
I had, and some of you know this story, so I won't tell the whole long
thing. Oh,
I had a Wendy's fast food place open up across the street from my house. So I grew up in Orange County, and there were orange groves everywhere. Mm. And the housing tract we lived in had an orange grove across the street. Big one.
So your house backed up to the road
the
that was right
road,
there.
The main road, Culver and Walnut, was the big intersection right near my house.
So your backyard, you look out and you would look out of your bedroom window and there was a huge orange grove.
And I used to hop the fence over this, right onto the road that was there and get on the bus to go surfing.
Uh-huh.
Like that, there was
so
a main
road
street
that you backed up to.
Then they just tore down those orange groves and put up this huge shopping center. And directly across from my bedroom window was, "Hi, welcome to Wendy's. May I take your order?" And it went on all day, every day, into the night, no matter what. Didn't matter if I complained or said, you know, "Hey, can we get them to..." No, they built that there and that's
there
now.
So you could sit there and just watch people...
And hear their orders and yeah.
Hear it all. It's all just coming right
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I guess I'll have a Frosty.
Oh my God.
I'll take two of your Wendy's Junior Burgers.
So no offense, Wendy's, but I haven't eaten at your establishment since.
Yeah, that I would. I swear to God, I
can't.
It's CY.
I would be so bummed. Can you imagine that? Imagine being Vinny's parents, right? You like work so hard, you buy a house, and then. Every window on the back of your house, that's all you're trying to enjoy your backyard. Welcome to Wendy's. Can I take your orders all the live long day? How much longer did you live there? You just persisted? You just stayed?
We stayed till I was 18.
And then they moved when you moved out?
We all moved to San Diego and I was with them on that move, but then I moved out to my own place after everybody got settled.
I see.
Anyway.
It's just so funny. Like I honestly, as a homeowner, I would just like start crying.
What can you do?
Like, you got to sell. It's the only thing you can do. I would be like, I cannot live here. I cannot sit in my backyard and listen to Wendy's orders being placed all day long.
Just the way it went.
Yeah.
Oh, well, this next story.
I'm ready.
A cop in East Virginia.
Oh.
has been fired.
Also known as regular Virginia.
Yeah.
Just, you know, because we had a West Virginia guy here, we always go East Virginia.
By the way, so Virginia Beach.
Yes.
Is that something the West Virginians, you know, like will rally and go to Virginia Beach for a weekend, or is that not?
Actually, we go to Ocean City, Maryland.
Oh.
Because we're the Eastern Panhandle's closer to Baltimore and in Maryland. And so, yeah, we go there a lot.
Have you been to Virginia Beach?
Yeah, I've gone to Virginia. Of course, it's another spot.
You like it?
No.
Oh, you don't like it?
He doesn't like Virginia. He's somewhat anti-East Virginia.
I'm not anti-Virginia,
really?
But I'm definitely...
I've never heard you ever say one nice thing about it, including right now where you're like, yeah, it's all right. It's a beach.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a little dirtier than...
Oh,
you know,
it's dirty.
Definitely not what you
East
would...
Virginia, dirty.
Yeah, it's a dirty state.
A cop in Virginia Beach named Jerron Harry.
Jerron.
Jerron.
Okay.
Was forced to tell on himself after he hired a hooker who stole his car.
See, dirty cops. Dirty Virginia.
Her name is...
It can happen anywhere. Stop it.
Alexis Copeland, and she's 20 years old, but she goes by the name Dream.
Oh.
A hooker named Dream.
Wow.
What could go wrong, right?
Absolutely nothing.
He met her on an app and sent her $100 through Apple Pay. You know, there are things you don't want to get a discount on. And like tattoos, nose jobs,
hookers,
and hookers. Right. Like $100, what could you expect to get?
I don't know. $100 ain't what it used to be. I would expect the full deal for $100.
You would?
If I'm picking up a chick on the street, yes. That is what I would expect to get.
You think?
Give me all the stuff.
This?
I think that's like $50.
Oh, that's just that, 50.
I think that's like $50. And if I want to actually, you know.
The whole treatment. Sure. You get that's another 50.
I feel like, you know, here we are, we're outside. It's not even like, yeah, come on.
Well, we're not outside, actually. This cop, Jerron Harry, hired Dream to come to his place and do him.
I need $100 up front.
According to the police report.
How much was it total?
This says $100. So he paid up front.
He paid up front and then she's going to show.
She comes to his house. They laid in bed for a bit before agreeing to take a shower. Before they, you know, do all the stuff.
So they got in bed and he's all, okay, let's go take a shower.
I don't know if that's how that went, but Jerron jumped in the shower and was alone.
Oh.
For too long before he realized, hey, Dream.
Crickets, crickets, crickets.
Dream. Dream never joined him. When he got out of the shower, he realized, oh my God, she's gone. She also took his car, wallet, phone, keys, and police badge.
Wow, she took his badge.
His neighbor's phone. He used his neighbor's phone because she took that, you know, the one he had, to call it in. The cops found Dream driving around in his car with a different guy. She said, this is my baby daddy.
Oh.
Which I guess...
Also known as her pimp, maybe?
I would feel really conflicted if I was someone's baby daddy and they were, you know, a whore. But then again, she's not doing anybody.
No, she didn't do him at all. She was like, you need a shower. He was like, all right, I'll go take one. She's like, great, I'll take your car, your keys, your badge, your phone.
She said, Jerron said I could use this car. She also used at least one of his credit cards, so she's in trouble.
Oh, that's fun.
She's facing half a dozen charges for grand larceny, fraud, prostitution, and other stuff.
What about him, though?
No, Jerron isn't facing any charges, but he's not a cop anymore.
Oh, that's too bad.
He got fired last week. I think it's a thing. You're not supposed to have your bad, like, you can't.
Yeah. That stuff, you need to guard that stuff. This is like your cop car. We're trusting you with it.
Anyway.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's a good story, though. It's a fun one to think about. Like, what would it cost, you know? I mean, I'm just wondering about it.
That, imagine that. This is, we were talking about getting had earlier.
Yeah.
And Clouseau got burnt for $850K. Your boy Vinny here got burnt for about $150 one time.
Still, I mean, relatively speaking, you probably got taken for more than, you know, she's worth millions of dollars.
Oh, no, apparently. I was bummed. Yeah. That was money I did not have to play with.
She's still making her mortgage.
Right. Anyway, and then... here's Jerron in the shower when it occurs to him, like, I've been in here alone far too long.
Yeah. I feel perfectly clean and I'm looking for some company.
No answer to the
dream,
to the call.
Dream
has to be a real dark moment for you.
Damn it.
I'm nude and I've been had.
Mm. And not in the good way.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. My guess is Dream's significant other knows what the deal is. Yeah, what's the deal?
The deal is she bones other guys for money.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think, he doesn't seem like he's all that bothered. She's like, hey, I got a new phone and a new car. I'm going to come pick you up. Great. We're going to take you to your next trick, I guess.
707 says, there is still a Wendy's at Culver and Walnut.
Well, of course. It did brisk business. Of course it's still there. And whoever lives in Vinny's old house listens to that day after day, night after night.
Well, at least when they moved in, it was there. They knew that was the deal. Right.
It wasn't like, surprise.
Right.
We're here forever.
It's like Dream's boyfriend. She knows what he knows what she's up to.
Right. He's already, he knew before he got involved with her.
We used to smell the orange blossoms and you'd be just in head like that when they were in season or whenever that was. You'd
heady.
Just be like, oh, smells so good. And then
that smell is, there's nothing like it.
They just mowed them down.
Now we smell Wendy's burgers cooking. That's nice. I can smell the super duper from my house.
You can?
If the wind is just right, I can smell it. And it does smell pretty good. That's why we go over there sometimes. They have a soft serve. They'll dip a cone for you, you know, at the hard shell. I like that. So I'll go over there and get that.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Oh, well, I don't know if they do it at all of them. They do it at mine, though.
All right.
Mine might be special, you know. It's Mill Valley, after all.
Hey, Alice fam.
Hey.
It says 408. Oh, man, it just moved. I love that you guys are texting, but when you text while I'm trying to read them, this thing just bounces.
People can't help that, Vin.
No, I know. That's, you know, hey, you buy your texting program from the back of a Pinto in Alameda. What do you expect?
It's the best. Only the best.
Vin, I agree. Eating a thick burger patty is like eating meatloaf sandwich. No thanks.
Oh, you don't like meatloaf sandwich? Meatloaf sandwich is delicious. Nom, nom, nom. It's why you make meatloaf, so you'll have leftovers for meatloaf sandwich.
It is?
I think so.
When do you make meatloaf?
Once, twice a year. I mean, I'll make it.
Right. No, that's what I was.
When do we have it, though, at my house? Once or twice a year. Okay. Yeah. I don't like the ketchup smeared over the top either. I'm always like, leave part of that. Leave me a section that doesn't have that.
Ketchup?
Yeah. You know how you like make the loaf and then you smear ketchup over it and then you bake it? Or whatever.
Oh, that's not the way Sandy used to make it.
Oh, how does she make it?
I think it's like more of a tomato sauce, but she does a watered down version. So it's liquidy, but there's no like paste along the top.
Mine seems like paste. Mm. I don't want that. I don't want it on there. I'll add some ketchup to the sandwich when I make it the next day, but I don't want it on the, I don't know. Like, yeah, it turns into like a kind of a tacky, I don't like it.
A tacky?
It's like a, almost like a glaze or something. I just don't like it. It sounds like Sandy might know the better way. John just makes it the way his mom used to make it. She was not a good cook. Rest in peace, Margie.
Why does Sarah pronounce hot hut when it comes before dog?
When did I say hot
dog
today?
When she's describing someone who's hot.
That's hot.
She says it the right way?
I don't know.
Why do you do that?
Because something could be hot. But it's all one word, hot dog.
Yeah, but when you said it just a little bit ago, yeah, you do kind of say hut.
Yeah,
hot,
you definitely
hot
said
dog.
Hut.
Hot dog. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's who can say, you say it.
Hot dog.
I guess you do say hot.
Hot.
I only hot, nitpick hot your dog. Words because I've been thrashed so royally for so long that I just feel like I have to fight back. But in reality, yeah, I know I mispronounce
hot
a lot
dog.
Of, or hot, I hot pronounce dog. A lot of things my way. I think it's fun. And then you get...
I did it my way.
You get blasted over and over via text and you find yourself going, I give up. My God, man.
Nah, that's part of the charm, Vin. It's part of your charm. Confiscate that from someone else.
What? Don't say it that way.
Really? How do you say it?
I don't know. What's coming up in the trash?
Squid Game and more.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.